USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
85-year-old John Madden, probably the biggest name ever in the National Football League, unexpectedly died Tuesday morning in Pleasanton, California. That's in the East Bay area.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck, stuffed in a deboned turkey, with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
Sportscaster Jim Gray on Fox News Wednesday morning.
He went on to win more games for his first 10 years in a percentage. He won 3 out of 4 games. Just think about that for a minute, folks. 3 out of 4 games that he played, 75%.
Mission controllers started the risky process Tuesday to open the James Webb Space Telescope Sunshield. The telescope continues moving to its home 1 million miles from Earth. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a COVID update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
The Biden administration remains under fire for COVID-19 testing shortages and long lines at COVID testing sites. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs joins Fox News and criticizes the White House's strategy to curb the pandemic.
They ginned up the sense of needing a test. Everybody needs to get tested, and then they didn't make sure that you could receive those tests.
As part of the Biden administration's plans to combat the spread of the highly contagious Omicron variant, the White House will order 500 million at-home rapid tests that Americans can obtain for free. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, on Tuesday said it's actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Candidate Biden 1 year ago.
I'll put in place a plan to deal with this pandemic responsibly. I've already done it. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
President Trump in April of 2020.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
President Biden this week.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
As President Biden pulls back from his campaign promise, some in Washington are saying Biden should look to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as the business model of how to proceed against the pandemic. Kentucky Republican Representative James Comer on Newsmax last night.
I think Ron DeSantis should be the business model for how Joe Biden should proceed. Joe Biden should have a New Year's resolution, and that's to try to change everything he's done with respect to COVID to make it more look more like what Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis have done with respect to COVID. He should fire Dr. Fauci, and he should try to get someone in there to work with his administration to have a consistent message moving forward. And the message should be that the states should have their own unique plan. The federal government will assist the states, but we have to learn to live with this. We cannot continue to have forced shutdowns.
Former Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid died Tuesday in Henderson, Nevada, after a battle with cancer. He was 82. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.